Hi and welcome to Healthy Life Hacks. I'm Jennifer Jeffries, the present day wise woman, a realistic naturopath coming to you from the surfing beaches of Australia. This podcast is for those of you who are wanting to really rock your life and health and live from a place of prevention. Let's get into today's episode. I am excited to be here for this week's podcast with Dr. Maz, and we are asking the question, are you a control freak? Are you a control freak? Do you have trouble letting go? Because if you are, your lung meridian may be out of balance. Maz, tell us more. What's the go?
Great question. So the lung and large intestine are related to the metal element, and the metal element likes to be contained and tight and secure, but it has a tendency to get too rigid as well. So then we can hold on to things and not allow them to express in the appropriate time. We need to be able to take in, but also let go appropriately, like with the inhale and the exhale. So when we're being too rigid or tight, our lungs or our large intestines can show the signs of that sometimes.
Ooh, I'm excited. Let's do this. All right, let's dive deep. Let's talk everything about letting go and having a play with it. Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, so letting go, Maz. Well, you were just saying that lungs relate to the autumn in the season thing, autumn, and we were talking about that in autumn the trees drop their leaves. The tree can't go, I'm going to hang on to all my leaves through winter. It can't.
That's right.
It's meant to happen, isn't it? We're meant to let go.
And then we have like the bare branches and we're cold and bundle up in winter. And, you know, it can be sad to say goodbye to those long sunny days, but it's part of the cycle of life. And then new things bloom again in spring. And so the metal element is about the appropriate letting go when the time is right. So being able to take in, but also being able to grieve life's changes in a healthy way and acknowledge their passing.
Right. So what happens if we hang on too tight and we are control freaks? What happens to our lung meridian? And you mentioned, large intestine as well. What happens? I'm curious.
So with the large intestine, if we're not letting go, then we're not letting
go. You don't
go.
Poo. Control freaks, don't poo. Yeah. Control freaks, don't poo properly.
I prescribe some simple qigong, which is like breath work and energy work exercises, really simple ones to just open up those meridians, they start pooing if they breathe, because the lungs will massage the intestines and everything can appropriately let go. So that's one of the things we'll see. The other thing we can see is the lungs are too rigid. So either there's shortness of breath. I very often see like lung infections or phlegmy, painful lungs after people have lost someone or something dear to them. Really common. Yeah. And when there's that, very normal and healthy grief that needs to be moved through, sometimes the body will express it that way if more of it needs to come out.
Yeah. As a naturopath, we say that lungs hold grief and guilt. And we were talking, before we started recording this, I was commenting about how I remember so vividly, because it struck me as a practitioner, when Christopher Reeve, Superman, he had a fall from his horse and ended up quadriplegic, and his wife cared for him, for years. And eventually he passed. And within 6 or 12 months, I think it was like 6 months with him dying, she was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer and had never smoked. Like all of us, she'd been exposed to smoke through her life, but that's pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's just all that grief that she'd packaged up so that she could be strong for him.
Yes. Yes. So she's probably putting on a brave, positive face to support him, and all that grief wasn't expressed for the years that she was caring for him. It's really sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's big. So if people aren't letting go and that metal, they've got the metal package too tight, apart from stuck poos, how else does that show up physically in their body?
It could be rigidity of the body itself, or rigidity of thinking, or needing
arthritis
to be
and things, no?
It could be. It's not. Arthritis is more classically, for me, when I see it, it's like either dampness accumulating in the body or not enough yang. So, where there's no movement, there's pain. So if things aren't circulating. But we could even have Dryness is a really common one as well. So dryness of the skin, dryness of the poo, dryness of the lips, dryness of the lungs as well, because the metal element has an affinity for dryness. So if we're too closed, the pores aren't opening, the skin isn't being nourished, then we'll see that dryness, which is why often in autumn we have dry skin and we need to pile on the moisturizer after being all sweaty and nice and moist.
Summer. It's been a hot summer. It's been, I was so, did some gardening this morning and it was like I was wringing wet.
Oh, yeah.
Was like I didn't even need a sauna this morning. I was so wringing wet after it from humidity. I had a sauna in the garden. So someone who's getting that dry, I'm thinking of one of my clients at the moment who's got dry lips, bad dry lips, and the normal things that I would prescribe, internally, so flaxseed oil and those things. She's still, it's correcting, but not as fast as she would want. What kind of things would you do for that dryness, or what kind of things will reverse that metal
Yeah.
influence?
So when it's say it's dry, I'll come back to the dry lips because that's a specific thing, being just a specific area of the body. But when it's say dry skin all over, we will look at pungent herbs because metal is contracting and securing. That's the energy of it. But then we want to open things up. We want to pop open the pores. So we use things like fresh ginger, cinnamon. We can use those together because they open up the pores. We have a famous formula called cinnamon twig decoction, which is very much like a chai tea, which is why I recommend it to so many people because it balances a touch of sweetness. It's got licorice root and jujubes, like the red dates. It balances, yeah. So it gives you the fluids, the sweetness to push out through the pores. So other flavors you could look for would be pungent things like onion, garlic, mustard, like mustard seeds, mustard greens, things that have that punchy fire to open up the pores and allow some sweat and fluids to come through. With the lips, often it can also be a spleen and stomach disharmony. So what I see is, because this relates to spleen and stomach because it's connected to the end of the tube. So if the spleen, often if it doesn't have enough yang, or if the stomach is too hot, so if the spleen yang has gone to the stomach rather than where it should be, we have this heat flaring up and drying out the lips. So then we restore balance to the center, and then the lips resolve and like the cracks in the side as well.
Okay, so what kind of things can they do to bring that stomach into balance?
Warm food and drink.
Food.
Always warm food and drink.
Not cold salads on a hot summer's day.
No smoothies, no
Warm.
acai bowls. Yeah. Hot and
Okay.
warm. Always, especially in summer, because in summer our yang is naturally at the surface to vent our skin and like provide sweating to cool us off. So there's less yang in the center. So that's actually when we need to be even more nourishing of our digestive yang.
Doing things like that, like you're saying, the chives.
Yes, chais and like a simple thing to test is just to make sure it's warmer than your mouth. Whatever you're putting in your mouth, make sure it's warmer than your mouth. So you're not
Ah,
spilling yang. Yeah.
okay, that's great. That's really cool. And we see that it is that. I woke up this morning. I said, as much as it's humid today, I said, feels like an autumn morning.
Yes.
It did, and it's like, whoa! It's that. It's going to come in the next month or so for us here. And skin can be an influence. So if people don't want to go down that dry skin and that season change thing, eating more pungents is the go. More warm foods, not cold foods.
Yeah, absolutely. And breathing, practicing proper breathing with all of the lungs is a really big one because so many people only breathe with the top part of their lungs or they breathe with these accessory muscles. And actually, there's a whole lot more lung under there. There's lungs like under your armpits and around the back and everywhere. So, taking time to breathe and allowing ourselves to breathe into the fullness of that. Like we've talked in past episodes about breath work. I think it was it with you or maybe with someone else about opening, when Sal was talking about opening up the rib spaces in her breath work classes. So many of us have these tight, rigid, contained intercostal muscles between the ribs. And if we can start training them to release,
To make when I know when I've done breath training with Sal, this is a friend of ours who does ocean confidence kind of breathing and things.
Yep,
And
she
it's,
has flow state if anyone's interested in
yeah, flow state breath,
yeah.
breathing and movement, I think she's
Mind
called.
body medicine or I don't know, something.
Anyway,
Sorry.
flow state, you'll find it. But she talks about, you put your hands on the side of your ribs and make your ribs wide as you breathe to make sure you're expanding all of that part of our lungs.
Yeah, and how does it feel when you do that, right?
Crazy cool. I know. It's like, wow, our body will expand sideways. Like,
No.
more you do it, the more you can teach it. It's to yourself, and it becomes
Yes.
more of a default that you'll naturally breathe fuller instead of
Yes.
staying just in that upper kind of maybe third of your lungs.
Yeah, and you know what I found, which was an interesting, I think, link to rigidity, was when I started using more of my lungs more often, the tightness that I would feel in my traps and like my upper shoulders went away because I was actually massaging those muscle attachments every time I breathed rather than just hiking up my
Being
shoulders.
rigid.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
love it. I
So
love it.
simple. Yeah.
So food-wise, if we're wanting to let go better and move through the season, so to speak, it's everything warm and pungent.
Yes, and metal is the white color, so that's the color of grieving and mourning in many cultures, right? It's like the absence of life. So the metal is related to white. So we would eat white foods like cauliflower or white rice, even steamed pears. We do that if someone has a dry cough, which I will caveat by saying most people do not have dry coughs here. Most people have phlegmy coughs, like 95% of coughs I see are phlegmy and need the opposite of a stewed pear. So,
Well, that's on the Gold Coast because we're in such humid weather.
yes. Yeah. Although, even when I practiced in Melbourne,
Oh, really?
I think because we have such overnourishing diets, we have diets
All
that
right.
lead to a lot of dampness these days. There's so much sugar and,
Yeah.
carbohydrates, seed oils, all of that stuff that overnourishes the body and dampens the yang. So, yes.
Okay, so cauliflower. I tried to cook one again last week. It was Valentine's Day, and so for Alice, she likes cauliflower. I tried to do a baked cauliflower. I have really decided cauliflower isn't. I've tried so many ways to cook that vegetable, and I haven't been able to nail it yet.
Oh no.
Oh, I want to
Did you
know.
do the whole collie or did
I
you
did the whole cauliflower. I even read the instructions,
see?
which
Do
I
you
knew.
know, I started experimenting with collie after eating at Masu in Burleigh. Have you eaten there, the beautiful Japanese place?
Have yeah, on the main
Have
road.
you
Yeah.
tried their cauliflower? It's
No, I
insane.
don't order cauliflower. I don't
Oh
like
my God. Do yourself a favor. We've ordered like double cauliflower when we've been there.
No way.
Yes, but I
Okay.
tried to copy their recipe. So I hack it all up and cover it with all the spices and tamari and fish sauce and just pungent flavors and just roast it for like 40, 50 minutes at like 180.
Yeah, this one was done with tahini and garlics and, well, anyway, I decided I really, it's not my thing yet. I haven't been able
Let
to.
Masu cook it for you instead.
Okay, well, I could do that. All
Yeah.
right, so what are the white foods apart from my brain switched off? When you said cauliflower, you lost me. My brain goes, don't make me eat cauliflower. I'd rather eat
I
cauliflower.
guess even rice or like white fish is very moistening as well. So like we would use that. Gosh, I'm trying
I made, so Valentine's Day, I really went all out this year cooking. I made heart shape, I
saw
cut
that.
out heart shape white potatoes, but I cooked them in a miso broth. So I
Amazing.
used Korean miso and just simmered them in the oven, and it was like, so they had that fermented, benefit of, yeah, so that would be all right.
That would be amazing. I saw that photo and I was salivating. They looked amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, good potatoes. Okay, all right.
Spaghetti ones. Yeah. So that's food, but I think the other big thing is the emotional moving component of
I've talked about that,
plants.
moving
I think,
emotions.
yeah, there's some elements and some organ systems that get obviously more affected by food than others. And with metal, I'd say it's if we want to move things, it's definitely also through breath movement and emotional expression. So, yeah.
So emotion, moving grief. What's your number one recipe? Someone comes to you, you know that it's all stuck in there. Ugh.
Yeah, and I can feel
Emotion's
it.
right there and you can feel it. What's your recipe that you prescribe?
Watch a really sad movie. So My Wife Against Red Dog, I will bore my eyes out with that. Like anything where an animal comes to its end, I'm like, oh my goodness. Having a good
It's
cry.
therapeutic to cry. It's so therapeutic to cry.
So therapeutic. Yeah. And people feel lighter afterwards. And then that wheezy chest or the stuck poos, they start to move because we actually can drop into our bodies. We're not avoiding that painful feeling that we're trying to not breathe into. That's really what it comes down to. So watching a sad movie, we started off this episode talking about letting go, and I shared on my Insta page and Facey page about the beautiful book Letting Go by Dr. David Hawkins, which I love so much. And in chapter two, he talks about a really simple process of feeling these emotions where it's really just embodied experiencing of the emotion. So rather than hiding from it or distracting ourselves with taking in new content or food or whatever, we're actually just set a timer on our phone for a couple of minutes and we just feel the feeling. We just ask, what does it want to tell us? What does it feel like? Is it heavy? Is it gluey? Is it spiky? Where does it sit? And we just give it attention. And what psychologists have found recently is that for most people, the specific expression or shade of an emotion will pass on within 30 to 90 seconds. So that
Right.
might show up something else underneath. There might then be anger or bitterness, right? But it's like peeling back an onion. If we peel off layer by layer, then we can get free.
And we can. I remember one a prakkie back in my early days, because I never cry, because as a child, I grew up in an interesting home, and if we cried, you literally got flogged more. And so I didn't cry. I learned to cry in my late 20s, and I learned to cry sitting under the shower, sitting on the floor of the shower, and letting the water wash over me. And that warm, nurturing kind of thing of water helped me heaps just to let go. And it didn't just all of a sudden one day, yeah, I can instantly cry. It was a process, but it was such an important process for my life. And I have so much respect for people nowadays who'll let themselves cry, because I know how hard it can be for a lot of people for whatever reasons in the past. But if the emotion is stuck, we're going to get sick. It's a bottom line.
I know. And I hear you. I had a similar experience with not crying. I think being in my masculine for so long, I was like, I don't have emotions. I'm tougher than emotions. And I don't
Oh, look at you.
experience them.
Oh,
Shut them down.
here
And, I
Love
had
it.
horrific asthma as a young,
Ah.
like I actually died from it, like that bad, right?
Wow.
And I had to learn how to cry in my 20s. Yep, and it was very challenging. And I
Yeah.
really admire people that have the courage and the bravery to express their
To show your
emotions.
emotions. Same. So much respect.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. Now I just cry all the time. I'm a big sook.
Me
I
too.
love this. And I'm happy that things flow, because that's the bottom line of for me, my understanding of Chinese medicine is literally the qi has to move, energy has to flow, and if it doesn't, that's when we get imbalances, ailments in our body.
100%. And
Going
before the
too
start,
fast, you've got to slow the river down or manage the river back, and if it's stuck, unblock it.
that's right. Yeah, throw the crap out, like pull out where it's gotten snarled. But we were
Yeah.
talking about it before we pressed record, and that quote in traditional Chinese medicine, where we talk about where there is pain, there is no flow, and where there is flow, there is no pain. And yeah, if we think about a river flowing and where there's stuck branches and stuff, it gets all funky and yucky. But if we clear that out, then everything's healthy. The fish are thriving, the plants are thriving, the ecosystem around it, and we're no different. Like if we don't take out the old stuff, take out the trash, then things get
Stuck.
stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Wow.
look, I think also grief, it's not just I think so often when we think about grief, we might think of major life events or losses, but it can be every day, like things that maybe might not go, that might go unremarked. Like maybe we're having a slight change in our friendship group or our routine or how our work looks maybe. And that's healthy to grieve that so that we can bring in the new as well. It's almost like a We're acknowledging what was and
Yeah.
being grateful for it, and then allowing space for the new thing to come through. Yeah.
The new can't come through if it's all hard and rigid, like you're talking about with that metal energy. It can't come through. So we've got to let go, let flow, so that the new can come in.
So true. Yeah.
So if you are feeling stuck, maybe it's your lung meridian. So Maz, you have so much interesting content out there. I love it. So what's the best way for people to follow you? And you've also got a podcast of your own as well. So what's the best way for people to track you down and learn more about lungs and everything that you do and get
Yeah.
you free?
Oh, yes, yeah. All the things. So I'm on Insta and Facey as Balanced with Dr. Maz. And on both of those pages, that can take you through to my website, balancedacupuncture.com.au. And on there's some old blogs, but also current podcasts. And that is called Balanced Natural Health with Dr. Maz. And that is on all the usual places as well. But if you have trouble finding it, you can go via the website or my socials. And also on the website is a link to download a free ebook, which is about nourishing life via the Chinese medicine approach. So simple things we can do to look after ourselves every day.
So live from a place of prevention. That's been my biggest thing from when I started to understand the basics of Chinese medicine. When I started studying to be a naturopath, I went, they do it. They go with nature and they don't wait to get sick. So I love everything that you talk about because it's all about being able to come from that place of prevention. And now there's a fancy word for it called biohacking, but it's basically just coming from living from a place of prevention and not waiting to get sick. So thank you for everything you've shared today, Maz.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. You're always fun to chat
Oh, thanks, Jen.
to.
Likewise.
Thanks, guys. Make sure you go out and check out Dr. Maz and follow her on socials as well. If you're old like me, check out Facey. Otherwise, if you're young and like her, go to Instagram. See you guys. I want to thank you for being here today. If you enjoyed my podcast, please let me know by leaving a review on Apple Podcast. Every month, I draw one lucky person who leaves a review, have a free 1 hour consultation with me. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you're tuning in from so that you always catch the next episode. I welcome your emails and you can write to me at podcast@healthylifehacks.com.au. Until next time, remember, when it comes to life, live it, love it, and get on with it.